Hello and welcome to the Heavy Matters podcast. This week, it is our ArcTangent preview show. The UK's hidden gem of a festival, which I don't know whether it's still hidden anymore, but certainly is a lot more low-key than the other big ones. So ArcTangent is in Bristol, starting on Wednesday. Myself, Joey, I'm going to be there, and I get to see my lovely partner in crime, Benny, again. And here he is.
Yes, we're back to the hallowed grounds of Fernie Hill Farm. So, yes, cannot wait.
It's going to be a doozy. First thing is, what's the weather looking like, mate? Have you been scouring the app?
Yeah, it's so hard to predict, I think, in the UK at this stage. It's very changeable. I am at that phase of checking every few minutes, and it changes every few minutes. I think it's going to be not quite Storm Antonia, but not quite wildfire in Corsica either.
Yeah, I'm bringing the hiking boots to be safe.
I don't think it's welly terrain.
No, for sure. So yeah, it starts on it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, but this year they're having the Wednesday, and I think they did the Wednesday last year, perhaps.
They did. It's becoming a bigger thing, the Wednesday, but yeah.
Yeah, so on the Wednesday, like myself and Benny, we're not going to be there on the Wednesday because work. Guess in the bloody way. But just to quickly call out a few of the bands that play in Benny on the Wednesday, which, to be fair, this is pretty flipping stacked for a Wednesday. Yeah. I'm going to call out some of the big ones, all right? And you can jump in if I missed anyone off. But on the Wednesday, we have got Conjurer.
Yes.
Pupil Slicer.
Yes.
June.
Yes.
Hippotractor, who are Belgium's post-metal gods. Skin Failure, which is ex-Will from Black Peaks band, and one of my favourite instrumental bands, Hayden from Ireland, Bicurious. Yes. So that's pretty flipping stacked, having Conjurer on a Wednesday when it's like not really a full day of bands, is it?
Yeah, I mean, as I say, it used to be a bit more of a low-key thing. It's in the Elephant in the Barroom, which is their... It's almost the fourth stage, so in a way it is still quite low-key. It looks like the bands are all having kind of half an hour sets, so they're all quite small, short, punchy sets. But yeah, the calibre of bands on that day alone is huge. So yeah.
Huge. Disappointing to miss it.
Yeah, it's worth getting there early for if you can, of course.
Yeah, for sure. But we're going to be talking about the remaining days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So we're going to do it in the sort of same vein as our Bloodstock preview, where we're going to pick three bands each that we are dying to see. But, I mean, ArcTangent is just stacked with so many good bands, so we're going to pick a few out as well that we want to see. I'm going to start off on the Thursday, mate, with my first pick, if that's okay, because I'm the host. So I'm going to start off with a band mentioned on the Bloodstock preview show, and it is Mountain Caller, the three-piece who we had the pleasure of interviewing a couple of years ago now, I think. But I just love this band so much. Their last album was unbelievable. I think they have a new one in the works, so perhaps we might see some new stuff from them. But, Venny, I mean, probably would be one of your picks, but I'm sure you'll be delighted to see them anyway.
Yeah, I'm pleased you picked them, and we interviewed the band, they're great people, and really will fit in like a hand in glove ArcTangent, given their style of music.
Good analogy there. I thought you were going to hear something different, but yeah, geez, I'm just looking up their album, Chronicle One, The Truth Seeker. It was 2020 it was released. That's when we started this podcast, mate.
Yeah.
That's some time. And we interviewed Elle, so might try and get some time with them this weekend and have a little chat-up with them if they're available. So, Mountain Caller, make sure you check them out. Three-piece instrumental post-metal band, wicked stuff. Benny, over to you, mate.
I'm, again, trying to pick my way through the minefield of your choices, so I'm going to try and anticipate those and pick bands that I don't think you will choose. But I'll go for Svalbard as my first pick.
Nice.
They are playing the Yokai stage, kind of mid-afternoon. They're, I think, relatively local to Bristol, came up through the Bristol scene, kind of this kind of post-hardcore styling, but certainly elements of metal in there, elements of kind of shimmering, shoegazy style. Serena is a very compelling front person. Yeah, I've just really liked their last few albums, in particular, It's Hard to Have Hope, I think, was really good. And that was good a few years ago then. And then the last album, When I Die, Will I Get Better, was fantastic. And the new singles that they've released of the upcoming album are really top class as well. So I've actually never seen them, so I'm really checking them out.
Okay. Yeah, you are a pusher of Svalbard, I'll give you that. I enjoyed the last album. You're much more of a fan. Crowd-wise, Venny, do you think it's going to be stacked for these guys?
Yeah, I think so. Hopefully being playing on their home turf of Bristol.
Yeah.
And I know Serena's a fan of the festival because I bumped into her for a chat at one of the previous competitions when they weren't even playing. So, yeah.
Wicked. Svalbard. Cool. My second one, mate, is... You might... No, you wouldn't have this pick, but I'm going to say it anyway. It's Hypnope.
Yeah.
So it's spelt in Hypnope. These guys are on Pelagic Records, so no surprise as to what to expect from them. Very lovely post-metal band. Their last album was called Sheol. It was a bit of a long one, over an hour long, but, I mean, let's be honest, Venny. When was the last time an album was released on Pelagic Records that was not good? I really struggled to find one where I'd say, no, it wasn't good.
Yeah, they're real arbiters of quality in this
thing. Yeah, yeah. Like, there may be a few albums where it's like, oh, it's okay.
But it's never won. A cup of tea, but yeah.
Never won that. That was crap. So, yeah, Hypnope, really looking forward to seeing them. I've been loving that album this year. So, Hypnope is my second one for the Thursday.
Lovely, mate. So... I am going my next pick as Cave-In, which when announced was an incredible booking. They've got a relatively modest slot at kind of 4 o'clock on the main stage, which for this legendary Massachusetts band who have been round the block for a very long time and for me released one of the surprise package albums of the year last year in Heavy Pendulum, which... if you've not heard it, it's just fantastic. And there is a real nice blend of that fuzzed up heaviness, but really strong, accessible, for want of a better word, vocals.
Yeah.
And I really can't wait to see what kind of set, whether they pull in some of their older stuff. Obviously, they came up through that hardcore scene and then very quickly transitioned away from that to different pastures. But yeah, I mean, I think it's a really big booking. I do wonder if kind of they could have headlined in a way, but fantastic booking and a great band. Can't wait to see them.
I 100% agree on that. I can't believe how lower down the bill they are, or not high, whichever way you want to look at it. I mean, Converge, you could probably argue Converge might bring a bigger crowd compared to Cave-In. They could easily headline. And when I was going through my list in the lineup to look at bands who I'm looking forward to seeing, Cave-In was one of them. I didn't pick them because I knew you'd pick them, but I'm really looking forward to seeing them. That last album was brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
I mean, Stephen Brodsky is an absolute legend. I really am enjoying the Mutoid Man album at the moment. And
yeah.
They clearly come up through the scene with Converge. I know Ben Collar used to play in Cave-In, so there's definitely some cross-pollination between those two big bands on that same day. So I don't know if that's in any way linked that they're over together on the same day. But really interesting, fascinating booking. As I say, I'm sure could have been headliners.
Yeah, for sure. My third pick, mate, is... Well, do you think you know who I'm going to pick on this one? That's my third.
Goodness me. No.
I'll put you out of your misery. It's Why'd You Dude.
Of course.
Of course.
Of course it is.
Their last album, There'll Always Be Blood at the End of the Road, was high up in my album of the year list in 2022. FN Scar 16, which is the opening track on the album, is arguably one of the best black metal album songs released ever. I saw them in Dublin headlining, and they are an absolute powerhouse of a band. The drummer is insane, like one of the best drummers I've ever seen live. It will be interesting to see the reaction from the crowds, because black metal bands out of tangent aren't usually what you'd see. But, I mean, last year they had Oranzi Pazuzu, who you could pigeonhole him into that black metal, but this Wajah dude is going to be proper black metal. So really looking forward to seeing the reaction. I think it's going to be absolutely, if they get the sound right, it could be my band of the weekend.
Yes. I mean, ArcTangent do pick and choose their black metal bands. I mean, there's no coincidence that the black metal bands that tend to play ArcTangent are more to my end of the spectrum. And yeah, that album was one of the best black metal albums released last year. So yeah, like you, I hope they've got good sound.
Yep. On to your third final for Thursday, mate.
Oh, really difficult to pick, but I'm going with the headliners, Converge. I've never seen them before. They are clearly legends in the scene. Albums like Jane Doe are just all-time classic albums. I'm sure we're going to see a few Jane Doe t-shirts knocking around at the festival. Yes, I was quite late to the party, it's fair to say, with Converge. I do think they are one of the most acerbically heavy bands that will be playing of the whole weekend. And whilst they've been around a while, there's no underestimating how heavy they are. And they had a huge run of albums from Jane Doe, You Fail Me, No Heroes, Axe of Fall. They were all excellent. And I really liked the last album, which again was released a little while ago now, 2017, but The Dusk in Us was fantastic. I clearly loved all the Blood Moon stuff that they did with
Chelsea.
With Chelsea Wolfe and the guys from Cave In. So yeah, I mean, I'm really interested to see it. Can't wait to see it. And yeah, for, will be the first time I've seen them as well.
I just hope I've got the stamina towards the end of that first day to, because flying in early enough, going to be up early, a long day, there'll be a few brewskis flowing, no doubt. So I just hope I've got the energy, but I'm sure they will provide plenty of energy when they're playing. So I'm looking forward to seeing them. I'm not the hugest fan, I'm not going to lie. You know, hardcore is not really my go-to cup of tea in the metal genre, but no, looking forward to seeing them. So yeah, just a few other shout-outs, Benny, that, if yes, I may, of other bands. I had Svalbard and Converge on there as well. Another few I'm looking forward to seeing is Wallowing, yes, who are the sci-fi metalers. Brutus,
yes,
who their last album was brilliant. Never seen them live. Empire State Bastard featuring none other than Slayer legend Dave Lombardo. Looking forward to, yes, seeing what they do. Russian Circles is my final one because they're another great instrumental band who I'm looking forward to seeing.
Yes, I would. I mean, Brutus was who I was torn between. I really like them. I've seen them at ArcTangent before. And again, really compelling live band, seeing Stephanie on the drums going full Phil Collins. So, yeah, really interested to see that. Russian Circles, yeah, like you say, they are, again, legends in the post-metal scene. Definite ArcTangent band, but do appeal to people who like metal. They're not, they've got huge riffs. They're not too ethereal or dreamy. Do you know, they've got huge riffs. So I think you will like them. Empire State Bastard, like you say, is a bit of a curio, not just Dave Lombardo, but Simon Neil from Biffy Clyro. So
of course.
Huge. Yeah. Huge potentially. And playing ahead of Cave In, interestingly. Birds in Row, I would also shout out at a similar time. Hammock are one of my go-to chill out bands. I think they might be too chilled out to actually watch at a festival, but they are very, very nice to listen to in bed. But yeah, those would be my shouts.
Excellent. Good roundup indeed. So let's move on to Friday then, which will be day two for us, the difficult second day. You know, those, you're all excited from the Thursday, you've had a few beers, a few too many perhaps, and you wake up and it's either raining or it's hotter than hell, and you just got to get that first breakfast beer down you.
Yes, I can feel it already.
Feel the peer pressure from our fellow Alexandria goers. Get a Belgian 14% beer down you for breakfast. Christ. Okay, so I started last time. You go first then on the Friday for your first band you're excited about seeing.
Great. I will kick off with one towards the start of the day. Curse These Metal Hands, which...
Such a good name.
Such a good, obviously, very Peep Show inspired name.
I love it.
Yes, featuring members of Conjurer, Brady, and Dan, I think. Well, I think nearly all the members of Conjurer. Featuring Joe from Pine. And yeah, to date, they've just had the one release, which is an EP, but it's glorious, that EP. I absolutely love it. It's totally underrated. I think it's just self-titled, but it's totally underrated. I've seen them before at Art Tangent, and again, it was a joyous experience with about 10 of them playing along on stage, having a whale of a time. So that'll be a great little pick-me-up for midday of that difficult second day.
I had them down as one of the bands I want to see. I mentioned I've never seen them before. So yeah, and like, what a combination of bands to be playing Art Tangent. Perfect Art Tangent band. So great shout. My first one, mate, should come as no surprise at all. And I didn't want to be too obvious with my picks, but obviously it's Enslaved. Just to mention at the same time, this is a munter of a clash they have going on.
What?
So I don't know if the stage times haven't officially been released yet, as far as I'm aware. Have they?
Yeah.
Oh, God, they have. I haven't been looking. So my worst fears come true that they're Enslaved and Synth are on at the same time.
I'm sorry, mate.
Is it exactly the same time?
Yeah.
Like exactly the same time and duration?
Yes.
Oh, come right. That's a ridiculous booking to put. Anyway, look, I'll put that aside as much as I'm disappointed by that. So, yeah, Enslaved. Like, I when it was originally released saying that they might clash, it was a real sort of predicament for me to pick which one, but my heart is saying Enslaved because I just love that band so much. Their last album, Heimdall, which was released only like 6 months ago, would you believe? Feels like it's been like 2 years, is a glorious record. But not only that, their back catalogue is phenomenal as well. I can't not see Enslaved playing in the Forest in Bristol, as much as it pains me that I won't be able to see Sixth. So Enslaved, mate, is my choice.
I will then present the other side of the penny.
Yeah.
And I'll talk about Sixth and try and advocate for them and get more of a crowd towards them. I mean, Sixth, Watford legends, been around since the late 90s, essentially pioneered the tech metal scene, invented it, then went away. They should be massive. They've never had the props that they deserve. They're one of these revered bands for sure. They're probably a band's band that bands alongside Meshuggah really revere in that scene. But I mean, I've seen them in the last few years playing really small rooms, which is
heartbreaking
personally to heart. And I think they've never released a bad record. Clearly, we grew up with the Trees Are Dead and Dying, Wait for Something Wild. We know every single word from that album, and yeah, it's fantastic. But Death of a Dead Day, I think, is even better. And the most recent one, which again was released quite a few years ago now, over 5 years ago, Future in Whose Eyes, was again really good. A little bit different, bit of a change in personnel in terms of the second singer, but just really good. The Opacities EP also was fantastic. Super technical. Mikey Goodman, an absolute legend of a singer, all kinds of vocal skits and everything else. And the two guitarists, what are their names? Pin and Dan Ford are just, Dan Weller, absolute legends. And I think Art Tangent will be the kind of festival where they do get their props. I mean, we saw them together, didn't we, at Download, and there was barely anyone there. But yeah. I think the connoisseurs of Art Tangent will definitely show them the love.
It's, yeah, like you said, we grew up on those sort of bands around that time, Sixth, and The Trees Are Dead was one of those albums which just got rinsed, absolutely rinsed. And the fact that I saw them, I can't remember if I saw them before or after we saw them at Download in Dublin, but it was in like a tiny pub, you know, like there was maybe, I'd be surprised if there's more than 100 people there. But like you said, like these songs and the band themselves being pioneers of the scene, they deserve so much more. It's such a shame that they have sort of whittled away and just gone unnoticed. But it'll be interesting to see the split of the crowd actually between Sixth and Enslaved, because you would have thought a lot of people would be going to see Sixth because of the technical style of it and that sort of Arctangent band. But having Enslaved in Bristol at festivals, what a smallish festival, you really can't tell.
Yeah, I agree. And Enslaved are, you know, they're very progressive in their way, and that is what the fans of Art Tangent vibe with. So I agree that it's not clear cut. I don't think, you know, if it was another band from the black metal scene in Norway, I don't think there would be much of a contest. But I do think Enslaved are the one of the few that will.
Yeah. It's such a horrible clash. Because I even imagine for yourself, mate.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, man, yeah, absolutely. I've loved the last few Enslaved releases, and this would be the perfect setting for me to see them. And, it's a wrench for me, massively. It's the one clash of the weekend that I'm really split. But, I mean, to see Sixth in this environment with my friends who grew up in listening to that.
All right, mate, don't fucking stick it in now. But yeah, no, it will be quite nostalgic. Right, we're going to move on from this now before we just get depressed, or I get depressed anyway. So my third one is LLNN. Their last album, Unmaker, is absolutely phenomenal. They played here in Dublin with Playgrounded, who I guarantee will not be the last time I mention on this show, and The Ocean. They supported The Ocean. And LLNN are the loudest band I've ever seen in my life. They nearly blew my eardrums out. They've recently changed frontman, which is a shame. So I'm interested to hear how the new singer takes on the old approach, whether he makes it his own. But yeah, I mean, this will be one of the heaviest bands of the weekend, LL, and then another band on Pelagic Records. So, I mean, it's just absolutely grotesquely heavy post-metal doomy filth.
Yeah, they're monolithic, those slabs of those riffs are absolutely monolithic. So, yeah, I think their last on, again, vis-a-vis Converger last night before... yeah, that would be a test of stamina.
Their last on the Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. That'll be my pick-me-up. Over to your third, mate.
We'll stick with Pelagic and the daddies of Pelagic. I'll choose The Ocean. I mean, we've talked about them ad nauseum on the show before. We've interviewed Robin from... the leader of the collective, and you know what more is there to say about them? They are the perfect band for this festival. I think they combine that sheer heaviness with an element of melody that comes from some of the vocals and everything else. So fantastic. They've not put a foot wrong in the last little while. The Paleozoic, Mesozoic albums were great. But the latest album, Holocene, has been a real grower for me. It changed things up a little bit. There was a little bit more synth-laden. It'll be interesting to see to what extent they play that live. And we did discuss this with Robin at the time, and he was keen to play it. They have a guest track with Karen Park, which is my favourite track on the album. And, you know, can you imagine if they got her out to play that? It would be fantastic. Arab Root aren't playing, but you never know at this kind of thing. So yes, I've got a lot of anticipation for The Ocean, despite having seen them a lot of times before, but they are the daddies in this situation.
I'm very interested to see how much they play off the new album and the reception again, because it is a lot more electronic. Phanerozoic 2, their last album, has some brilliant tracks on it that are less of the electronic side, so heavy. So interesting to see that. But I mean, one thing you know for sure, the lead singer, Loic?
Yes.
I think is, I don't know if you pronounce that right, Loic, is a formidable frontman with so much energy, loves to get in the crowd, a bit of crowd surfing, his GoPro. So it's going to be a great show, and that, I imagine, will be a stacked tent for that. Oh, absolutely. Oh. My final one then, mate, is a band that I don't know why I haven't loved these guys before a lot more, considering my love for the Mighty Opeth. And I sort of only really got into them on their last two albums anyway, and it's Haken.
Okay.
So Fauna was their last album, but I mean, oh, this band tickled everything for me. Right
can
up my...
Do you mind if I stop you there, mate? I don't know if they're playing on the Saturday, but why don't you keep talking about them?
Jumped ahead. Sorry, I was looking at the wrong day. My apologies. But anyway, yeah, Haken for the Saturday. Then I'll change it up. Yes, only just got into them. Been going back over their back catalogue. The Mountain, which has one of the most amazing songs I've ever heard, Cockroach King, on it, which is an absolute earworm. So I've been rinsing these. So yeah, really looking forward to seeing these. I don't know why I've not been in love with Haken before.
Yeah, our friend who will be there, Johnny Hopkins, has always been a big advocate for Haken. Yeah, again, I think I probably am in a similar boat to you, that they've not always chimed with me. I would file them in the same category as Leprous for me, that some people really love them. But for me, I'm just a little bit hot and cold with them. But yeah, I'd be interested to see.
So that's my Saturday pick. I'll now go to my Friday pick. Sorry, I was reading off the wrong hymn sheet there.
Cheeky swine.
Oh, I know. I'm all over the shop. So my Friday final pick then is Death Goals.
Nice.
Who, their latest album, A Garden of Dead Flowers, I spoke to the boys. Interviewed them. Lovely guys. Hopefully bump into them the weekend as well. But this album is pure energy and fire and relentlessness. It is angry and at the same time quite beautiful, if I may use that word. I put it on the other day after not listening to it for a while. It still is as good as I remembered it. It only came out in May, 3 months ago. So, but I cannot wait to see how this transcribes to the stage. Just the two of them, I'd say there's going to be a fairly good turnout for these boys.
Absolutely. I can't wait to see that played live. I imagine, do you think they'll just rattle through the whole...
I'm thinking they might. It's only like...
They've got half an hour. And it's a half an hour EP album. So, yeah, I think I would love to see that, actually, them just rattle through it.
In its entirety, yeah.
Really well, yeah.
Yeah, so Death Cults, that's my final pick on the Friday.
Great choice, mate.
Thank you. Do you want to mention the summary?
Yeah, I'll do the roundup. So, yeah, you mentioned a couple of the bands that I would have otherwise. So, working backwards, Spook the Horses are a band that you might not come across, but they're quite an interesting proposition. They started off in one genre. I want to say a bit more metalcore. They had a vocalist at the time. The vocalist left, and then they've gone into purely instrumental and become much more progressive, off-kilter, much more experimental. And their last release was a little while ago, but it was really good. And they've got some new music coming out that sounds similarly really good. So if you're not seeing anyone else at that time, I'd recommend them. The next band I would shout out is Liturgy, favorite bedtime listening of the year.
How did I miss them off the bill?
Yeah, I mean, they're going to be a fascinating proposition for me, because if you listen to them on record, the album released this year is a series of numbers. But yeah, there's so much going on in their music, so much different instrumentation that I'm really not sure how that's going to carry off live. I think they've got quite a charismatic front person. So yeah, that's going to be some spectacle, I think.
Just on that point on Liturgy, my mate Mark, who is in the Australian band Orr, they are supporting Liturgy on their Australian tour. So huge shout out. Great coup. Just on a side note, sorry, mate, to interrupt your flow.
No worries. The St. Pierre Snake Invasion, we reviewed their latest really quite favourably. They are local band again to Bristol, and they played Arctangent, I think, nearly every year for a good number of years. So I think they'll go down well. At the same time as them is the Glasgow, really experimental, quite extreme Ashenspire, who I know you've listened to a little bit lately. And that's quite an unpleasant little clash there in terms of two really great bands playing at the same time. But yeah, they will be a really interesting proposition, really quite harrowing vocals and quite poignant subject matter in the lyrics,
and very anxiety inducing at the same time.
Oh yes.
Not what you want on a hangover.
No. still a couple more, just showing the strength and depth of this show, if you don't mind. Holy Fawn, these guys are kind of, what would I say, a bit shoegazy, quite proggy, really great last couple of releases. Again, not sure if you're wanting uppers or downers at that stage in the day, but they'll be fantastic. And they've got a decent slot on the main stage. Unprocessed, who are a straight up Germanic, proggy techie band who would be really decent. And lastly, Liverpool's finest, Dawn Raid, speaking of punchy subject matter, they will be really decent as well on the third stage.
Oh, bloody Nora, that's a hell of a Sally. Just a couple more to throw out there, mate, for you. Bellwitch,
yes. the last album in there, its entirety, hopefully. The one track,
just take up the whole Saturday. Car Bomb.
Oh,
I haven't seen them live, but I need to see that live. I mean, that's going to be, depending on my level of hangover at that stage of the day, would be dependent whether I see them. And Ashenspire I had as well. Caligula's Horse, Benny.
Yes. Yeah. Good show.
And finally, just Hidden Mothers from Sheffield, post Blackened hardcore band, who, if you haven't checked out, worth checking out as well. So that's a stacked Friday.
Oof, yeah.
Bloody Nora. Busy. We're
busy.
When am I going to get my nap in during that day, Benny?
Yeah, well, you'll just have to go back to back White Russians, I think, to get you through that day.
I think you're right.
As is traditional at Arctangent.
Great. Okay, so Saturday. I'll start, mate. Oh, you may have this one, but I'm going to call it out anyway. Callous Down Boys.
Yeah.
Do you have that?
No.
Oh!
This actually presents the second horrendous match of the weekend for me, but I'll go for the other side of the coin.
Okay, perfect. So, Callous Down Boys, their last album, Celebrity Therapist. How was that released last year? That feels like it was this year. But anyway, we reviewed it on the show. We heaped praise on it because it is just an absolutely fucking bonkers mad album, which I listened to back to the other day. It's still as great as the time we reviewed it. I would imagine there's going to be a big turnout for them. A lot of praise in the UK scene. So get yourself down to the Calloused Down Boys. Now, what is this clash you speak of?
I mean, I think you're not going to like it in a number of ways, but for different reasons to the way I'm not going to like it. So playing at the same time is one of the bands that I can't wait to see the most of the whole weekend, which is A World Is a Beautiful Place and I'm No Longer Afraid to Die.
Okay.
Easy to, a little bit of a mouthful, that that band name. But yeah, these guys, look, I'm not sure they're going to be completely up your street, but they are much more wistful kind of post-rock. They have vocals. They're not just purely instrumental. Quite wistful, almost indie-esque vocals. And yeah, I've just loved all of their albums and I've never seen them before. I think, again, thinking of the crowds in ArcTangent, I think there will be a lot of love for this band as well. So I do think I can see quite an even split on that. But yeah, if you're into some of the slightly softer side of things, that could be a band for you to check out. And in particular, I'd put a nod to the last album that they released to check. I'd also say playing at the same time as Playgrounded.
Oh, fuck off.
A three-way.
Oh, well, I mean, that brings me on to my next pick, which was Playgrounded. Their last album, Death of Death, again, Pelagic Records, and I had the pleasure of seeing them on that show with LLNN and The Ocean, and they are fucking brilliant live. Their last album set is great. They're lovely guys as well. I met up with them after they signed my vinyl that I bought from them. That is a horrible, horrible clash, and I'm really not sure. I'm sort of torn to go towards Playgrounded for this one.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, for me, it's not so difficult because I'm going to see Calloused Down Boys supporting Tesseract at the start of next year.
Okay.
And also Unprocessed, who are playing the day before, actually. So that helps me somewhat soften the blow, but yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's a bit of a minger. Maybe Calloused Down Boys will be supporting Tesseract in Dublin then, perhaps.
Yeah, I would
if have that's the so. Case. Then my choice is made up. I'm pretty sure Ollie Hill, friend of the show, who's coming with us, is going to be going to see Playgrounded. He lorded over that last album there. So, yeah, not the greatest clashes, but anyway, we move on. So, your second?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, just at this point, I'm going to say the main stage on this day. You could just stand there all day and be completely happy. I mean, there's just not too much.
Someone bringing you White Russians from the bar, not having to move.
Yeah. I mean, there's not much of a camp chair vibe at Tangent, but if you are so inclined, then yeah. I mean, I could basically talk about every single band from the main stage that day. I don't know the most who were the first band on, but every single band on the main stage, I cannot wait to see. I'm just going to highlight Igor for their sheer mentalness. A wild band and completely experimental. It kind of features this French polymath musician, Gauthier Serre, and he has this kind of band of musicians that come along with him, including a singer who is almost like a opera singer. Is
that I think it's the best way to describe it, yeah.
And someone who's like dressed as he could be in Berserker or a Monomath or something like that. And yeah, it's just, we saw them at Download a good few years ago and it was just the set of the whole weekend and it just left you completely speechless. You will not see anything else like it. The music itself is challenging, but actually at times really catchy. The last album, Spirituality and Distortion, was fantastic. the album before that, Savage Sinusoid, was also fantastic. So yeah, if you wanna, if you're going and you wanna check out something that's quite different, I would strongly recommend Igor.
The only way I could describe Igor when we saw him that time was mesmerizing, because yes, all of us came out with, like you said, speechless. Just what, yeah, what's happened here? Cannot wait for that. Cannot wait for that. Any clashes with that one, mate? You're going to throw at me?
No, you're good.
Fantastic. Seeing as I jumped the gun on my third one already, you might as well say your third and then we'll do a summarize.
Yeah, I mean, there are a number that I could pick here. I'm probably just going to stay on brand and say Rollo Tomassi.
Okay.
As one of my all-time favourite bands. I mean, it has been a little while since I've seen them, so...
Download? Nice. That's last time I saw them.
I really can't remember. It might be. I definitely last saw them on Time Will Die Cycle, yeah, and I haven't seen them when Myth Becomes Memory Cycle, and that in itself was released last year, so I haven't seen them for a little while. I cannot wait to see Drip Live, which is the song that basically sounds like the Terminator 2 soundtrack, and I really hope they kick off with that, and there's some really fantastic tracks. I think now they're in their prime now. The last three album run that they, or in fact four albums, are in my eyes all 8s, 9s, 10s albums, and they're again regulars at ArtTangent. They will be greeted back as old friends, and yeah, I can't wait for that, because on the Saturday you might be flagging at that kind of time. I think that's really gonna give me a nice rush of serotonin just to see me through.
If they play A Flood of Light, I may explode, because that is my favourite song of theirs of all time. So really looking forward to seeing what they pull out. Okay, so we'll just go over a few of the highlights. You can jump in. Like you said, this is... You could just stand at the main stage all day for this one, but we're going to sort of throw out there what we are going to see. And so the other ones I called out, and actually I've left a few blank spaces for you to fill in. Obviously, Devin Townsend. Really, really look forward to seeing what set list he puts together, because it could be anything.
Yeah, I mean, I keep kind of forgetting he's playing this
band
as one of our, you know, favourite artists ever. I mean, what did you think of the booking of Devin?
It was a strange,
the fit.
It sort of seems like it's that sort of vibe for ArtTangent, isn't it? In a way, but at the same time, it seems like he's well out of reach for the festival at the same time.
Yeah, it's a fascinating booking. Clearly, as you alluded to earlier, the festival is growing. It is going from strength to strength. It's becoming more popular, and I think they're looking to make it sustainable and to grow it, and they need bigger headliners to do that, and I think Devin fits that bill. He headlined last year at Bloodstock, which is a bigger festival, so yeah, and he kind of fits perfectly but also seems a bit of an odd booking. I don't know if that makes sense to you.
No, it does.
Yeah,
makes sense.
I mean, I can't wait. I think, like you, I can't wait to see what set list he put together. Empath. So I really like Light Work, but it's quite mellow and I'm not sure how much of that he'll play live. Empath got really critically lauded. I thought he might have just had a bit too much coffee when he was making that. I found it a bit too bewildering. But yeah, he's got such a breadth to choose from. Who knows what it's going to be? And knowing Devin, he kind of thrives in that situation of making it unpredictable.
Very... The other one, obviously, Death Heaven playing Sunbather in Full. You were the one who turned me on to this band many moons ago when I came to visit you in Edinburgh. It was actually before we went to Heavy Scotland, and you said you need to listen to this album. And yeah, absolutely brilliant album. A contentious one within the scene. Is it black metal? Is it not? I don't care. It's absolutely fantastic to see that performance in live. is just going to be magnificent. Never seen before either.
Right. Yeah, I cannot wait for this as well. I mean, it's interesting. I first saw Death Heaven kind of headlining ArcTangent many, many years ago on the back of the Sunbather cycle. So it's kind of going full circle for me on that. I've seen him a few times since then, but what's interesting for me is I really like the stuff they've done since then, which, you know, has drawn some doubts from people who loved the Sunbather, their album, but I really have grown to love that last album. So I'm pleased to hear Sunbather, but I'm also a bit sad not to hear some of the latest tracks. And I'm seeing them the week after at Edinburgh as well. And I'm really hoping that it's not
they don't do Sunbather
twice in a row. But yeah, I mean, musically, whatever you might think of the band, musically, they are some of the best musicians that you will see the whole weekend. So yes, even if you're just going from that perspective, then yes, fantastic.
And you better believe if they've got Sunbather t-shirt merch on sale, I'm getting myself one of them.
You might like to see what I'll be wearing along to the festival.
Oh, have you got one?
Maybe.
This is the worst episode ever.
I'm not sure. It's like Clash or Armour. We could be both wearing the... I think it would look better on you, mate. I'm not sure formerly Ginger Bold's Pulse 50 men should be wearing pink, but I do love the insignia so much that I've gone for it.
I'll have to be there quick, I reckon, for the merch stand, because they'll be gone.
Yeah,
I've
got one in the locker.
Or just tear it off your back when you're asleep.
I might wear it this weekend to Bloodstock. Just you can see it.
Don't do that.
Soil it before it's day of glory the next weekend.
You're being a right prick today. The other bands I had picked out was Rotomassi.
Yes.
Of course. Cobra the Impaler, who are on the Bloodstock lineup as well, who we really need to check out. And Cops, who are, I believe they're on Church Road Records, sort of like, I might be getting confused, sort of like spacey post-metal. I could be wrong there. But that's from me. Anyone's...
A couple, do you mind? Yeah, I've just got a couple. So again, you can just list that whole main stage, but just to work through that, Psychonaut, a fantastic Belgian proggy post-metally experimental band. They will be fantastic right up the street of ArcTangent. Gold are quite an interesting one, a Dutch band. I'm quite synthy. I'm really looking forward to them. Vola, a kind of proggy and almost poppy in a Leprous and the Contortionist kind of way, and I've really liked their last few releases. And lastly, I'll just highlight the clashing band for Haken are another Liverpudlian band in Loathe, who have really kind of got that Deftones sound down. And I think I preferred their last album to Deftones' album released in the same year. And sorry, one more is Ohms, who have got the unenviable task of clashing with Devin, but we really like their last album, and that's kind of Kentish stoner doomery progginess, which is also fuzzed up and glorious.
That's a bit of a mantra of a clash for OMS, isn't it? Like,
they're a really nice band as well, though. I've otherwise gone to see them, so yeah, it's a shame.
But that's it, another shout
out
as well.
The way festivals work, isn't it, though, mate?
That's it, can't win them all. But shout out to ArcTangent again for putting together another beauty of a festival. We'll be there this week, so we will see you there with a White Russian in hand, and hopefully myself in a Sunbather t-shirt by the end of the weekend. Until then, Venny, I'll see you soon.
See you later, mate.